This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Talking right now with Micah Tyler, singer of the song There's Never Been a Moment, brand new album out called Different. Thanks for joining us, Micah.
Oh, so stoked, guys. Thank you for having me.
Man, I had a moment. I was reading your website, and I saw that you were a sausage truck driver. Previous to that, you were a pastor at a church. You gave that in to put your family in a double wide, go on the road and tour like 200-300 days a year. Winds up a YouTube sensation, and then you signed to a national label. Man, did you have any clue that that's how your life was going to come together?
Oh, yeah, that was the plan the whole time.
Sounds like a movie ready to be made, at least.
Well, you know, that or almost a nightmare. You know, it's one of those funny things. It wasn't like we sat down with a piece of paper or a whiteboard and started writing out and saying, okay, so we should do this, and then this will happen, and that will happen. It all just kind of started with just us feeling like our highest calling is to be faithful. And so I was a youth pastor for 9 years. I married my high school sweetheart. We had 2 kids at the time. We have 3 now. And, I mean, life was exactly what we thought it was supposed to be. And all of a sudden, the Lord started putting on our hearts together, and my heart for sure, that I was supposed to step out and do music full time. And it wasn't because we had some sort of a connection with somebody in Nashville. It wasn't because we felt like that we had, you know, an in into the industry or anything. It was literally this feeling of like, if we don't do this, our bones will hurt, because we just have to be faithful to God in this way. So we ended up selling over half of what we owned. We bought a single-wide mobile home, and we put it on some borrowed land. And I did some other jobs. I was a substitute teacher at an elementary school and mowed grass, and I just did different things. But I also drove a sausage truck, which is an actual real job. How do you think you get your sausage?
That's from I'm thinking, who's so desperate that they need a sausage home delivery?
I'm telling you, it wasn't like a door-to-door. It wasn't like a paper route where I just threw them out the window. Yeah. It was like at grocery stores, but it was like 3:30 in the morning, and it's not near as glamorous as what you might think that it would be. But it was whatever it took for us to just step out and be faithful to the Lord. So I traveled about 50 days the first year, and God was so kind to us, and it was a learning time for our family. But in the midst of that, we learned how to trust even more, and we learned how to build faith in our own hearts to rely on Him and not what we could put together with our own hands. So fast forward a few years later, and we signed with Fairtrade Records, Fairtrade Services, where Mercy Me and the Newsboys and Phil Wickham and those guys are at, and started just trying to still be faithful as we could be, started making a record. And then after working on a record for almost a year, and we're just about to have this record come out, I did these videos for a church that just kind of had some funny implications, talking about different things that are involved in church ministries and how, you know, the different stereotypes that can be attached to missionaries and can be attached to the way that Christians speak to each other. And one of the things was millennials. Mm. So we made this video. It ends up going up. And someone told me this past week that if you cumulatively add up all the Facebook views and the YouTube views and everything, it's over 100 million views.
Why?
Now.
Wow.
Which again, was supposed to be for 700 people in a church. And that's it.
Should I speak some Christianese now and say, how's your heart, bro? Yeah. How's your heart?
Hey, man, listen, I'm just trying to put one foot in front of the other. I mean, that's actually my favorite one, was the Rosetta Stone commercial. It was actually my favorite, my favorite video that we made for that. But again, it was another one of those opportunities that we wanted to be faithful to the Lord through this conference. And so we just kind of spent some extra time, made this little video. And again, the day before I met with Radio Stations for the first time was the day this video was released, and we didn't even know it was going to be put on the internet. We just thought it was for this conference. So again, the Lord has such a crazy way of just kind of once again reminding us that it's nothing that our hands can do. Like, it's just Him being as wild and free as He wants to be, and laying out these plans that we could not even dream of. And so now I'm running all over the state that I grew up in, following around and playing with a band that has been one of the biggest, not just for myself, but people all over the planet, have been such a role model and heroes of mine. Mercy Me, I'm doing a tour with them right now. In fact, I'm driving back from a date right now. And so, yeah, 6 years ago, waking up at 3:30 in the morning to drive a sausage delivery truck, this was not part of the plan.
Was the musical side of what you do always in, like, as a youth leader and as a teacher and even, I guess, playing beats in the truck, did you always have a passion for music?
Oh, yeah. I grew up loving music, but you're talking to somebody with a seventh grade band education. Like, that's as far as I got. And really, the music industry isn't asking for any decent baritone players right now, and so I'm having to kind of change up my style a little bit. But no, we always had music in our house, but no one's musical. And so I didn't even play guitar till I was 20, and it was because I was a youth pastor and someone needed to lead worship on Wednesday nights for our youth ministry. The kids were too poor to buy a guitar, so I thought I'll go ahead and buy a little cheap guitar and started playing it just for fun. Had no idea that it was going to turn into like a calling. It was going to turn into like our livelihood. It was going to turn into the way that we seek out and try to serve the Lord daily now.
You see, that's funny, Micah, because I also bought a guitar because we didn't have a worship person in our church, and our assistant youth pastor said, put the guitar down, you sound terrible, I'll learn how to play it and sing it. He had different plans for my life.
You were just... either way.
Yeah, man. See, Duncan got to be the conduit for someone else's calling instead. Now, of course, you are doing really well with your music. We're loving, particularly on Hope, we play the song Never Been a Moment for quite a while. Can you tell us the story of that one?
Okay, so what was funny about that song is it really was, this was before millennials, before all that stuff had come out, but it was right on the cusp of us signing this record deal, and I was trying to like really say, okay, God, we want to trust you with this, we want to step out and do this thing well. So I walked into a writing session, and the writer who I was with just kind of said, hey, man, I got an idea for a song. You know, there's never been a moment the Lord has not loved us. And it just resonated with me in such a way that this song just kind of flew out in like an hour. We had this song written, and it wasn't until after the song was over with and we were done with it, and I was looking back at these lyrics, that it just fell on me like a ton of bricks. And I thought, oh my gosh, like this is the narrative of what God's been writing inside of my heart for the past, you know, 6 years of traveling and all the hard things that we've gone through and all the crazy things that have happened and all the wild adventures he's sent us on. We just know that there's never been a moment that we've looked back and any sacrifice he asks us to make, that he is not just covered with faithfulness and is not just completely immersed it in his just grace and love and the way that he's been able to just show himself mighty in every one of our days. So yeah, Never Been a Moment is kind of a little bit autobiographical just from what God's been doing in our own hearts and what he's trying to do.
Yeah. Now, the new album's called Different, and I was listening to it yesterday, and man, you got a real pure sound to your voice, but there's some really catchy jams on there, man. What's the motivation behind the name Different?
Yeah, well, man, it really came from a struggle I've had since I was a teenager, which is just this feeling that Psalm 139, being uniquely made, is kind of a punishment. I kind of always felt like God would, you know, I didn't think the same way that someone else thought, or I didn't feel like I fit into certain crowds, and it used to really bother me, and it was something I really struggled with and went through a depression when I was a senior, when I was a sophomore in high school. Pretty dark time for me, just hard stuff. And it was when a youth pastor kind of reached into my life and just started encouraging me. And again, to this day, I'm 33 years old and still crazy trying to seek after the Lord and trying to, you know, do what I'm called to do, and still struggle with this feeling that I don't sound like everyone else, that I don't look like everyone else, that I don't, you know, when this millennials thing came out, I thought it was another, like a kind of a punishment sort of thing. I thought it was like, God, like, we're doing everything we can, and now everyone's going to look at us and think that I'm a joke. Like, I mean, everything that we've tried to do to follow you, like, all of a sudden now, you know, what is your plan in all this? But again and again, God is just so kind to remind us that what he calls unique, he also calls wonderful. Mm. And so Different is just kind of this record is straight out of my prayer closet. I mean, it's definitely, you know, we definitely try to write some songs that you can tap your foot to and that are fun to listen to, but also, man, every one of these lyrics on this record are just battle-tested from a heart that is still trying to accept that everything that God says and everything that God does, man, I've got to chase after and not only accept those things but love those things. Mm. And so what he's done different in our hearts and different in our lives and the things that are around us that we wish that he would change, sometimes we have to ask God, would you change me so that I can be the difference that I want to see in this world? So that's kind of where the record came from.
And young people really resonate with not only your really fun YouTube videos, but that music as well. What do you think, as someone who's gone through being a youth leader and now is in music ministry, what is the thing that you think really helps young people connect to the gospel message and really solidify their faith?
Well, it's interesting. I think that we don't give young people enough credit. I think sometimes we, and again, in pop music, it's strange to me because you can listen to just regular top 40 pop radio, not Christian music, And a lot of times they don't say anything. It's just beats and it's just rhythm and it's just those kind of things. And they're getting bought by the millions, and we just kind of label like young people as, oh, they just want something to jam to it. That's all they want, is just something to kind of just hit, you know, they can bob their head to. But at the end of the day, I think everybody is looking for substance. I think everybody's wanting to learn who they are. And so what I'm trying to point people to is not to say, hey, man, I want you to be like me, but like if we can find our identity in Christ. And so being different, and there's a song on there called Even Then, and so it just kind of runs into the old idea of like, hey, man, even though you're in the circumstance you're in right now, I mean, God is still not only for you, but this is part of the plan for you. And so like everything that we're doing in this record, again, I have a heart for students still to this day. So I'm going to do 5 youth camps this summer, still do a ton of different student events and different things like that. And the humor part of it is a great way to kind of break down some barriers and break some ice, but also it's a way for me to be able to get in there and just say to people, hey, listen, God made you purposefully, and like who you are is on purpose. And so I think that if we can tuck those kind of things into a good beat or a cool guitar lick, man, everybody's going to be better for it. So that's what we're shooting for, at least.
Man, sometimes I think people want their lives to be like Moses through the Red Sea, right? But it ends up being like Ecclesiastes, who can make straight the paths the Lord has made crooked, you know? And you kind of find yourself in a predicament where you're like, man, this is not where I thought I'd be, but it's where God wants you to be in that moment. And I get a heartbeat that's kind of the idea behind different, man, is maybe you're there for a reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and again, a lot of times we look at some of the heroes of the faith. So many of those guys never really got to experience the reward here on this earth. And so for us, if we fix our eyes on the reward being serving Jesus and being faithful, it all goes back to when we stand before God, he's not going to say, well done, that good and successful CCM recording artist. He's not going to say, well done, that good and funny DJ. It comes down to faithful servant. And so I think that if we can just keep pointing people in the direction of not serving ourselves and just being like Moses, who just daily went to the Pharaoh and would ask and then led those cranky people out into the wilderness for years and years and years, never getting to see the promised land, never getting to actually experience it, but on the other side of it was rewarded by the kingdom of heaven. And so I think, again, it's pointing people to say, hey, don't worry about, you know, the acclaim that you can reach or the success that you can have, quote unquote, but instead just being faithful every day.
Micah Tyler, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. So pumped to be here with you guys. I listen to you all the time.